What's up, everybody? I hate to start my show with a cough, given the current situation that we're going through, but I just wanted to take this time to rant a little bit about the coronavirus. So, there is mass hysteria in the streets. I'm not going to say it's quite mass hysteria yet, but when you go to the store and there's no tissue, there's no paper towel, guess what? The people who go there and buy up all the tissue, they're not smart enough to figure out other places to get tissue than the grocery store. Home Depot, Lowe's, and Staples are stocked to capacity with toilet paper. Not only that, you don't gotta buy 50 rolls because Staples has got the industrial size rolls that they use for businesses. One of those things will last you about 2 weeks. Unless you got four girls like I do, then it'll last 2 days. So you're probably going to need about 20 of those to make it through the 2020 coronavirus situation. People were buying up all the bread. For some reason, only the cheap bread, though. I was able to get Sunbeam, 3 loaves of it. And also, I was smart enough to buy flour, sugar, and yeast so that if it gets worse, I can make my own bread. And flour, sugar, and yeast have a way longer shelf life than bread off the shelf. So, let me educate you guys a little bit. If you do not know, there are different forms of the coronavirus. There is one that attacks you like the flu. There's one that attacks your respiratory system. And there are 3 other kinds that I know of. It is mostly dangerous to the elderly, and to the very, very young, like babies, and to those with weakened immune systems. Most people that contract coronavirus will survive. They will not have a problem. It is only people who are above the age of 70 and a very small group of people who have weakened immune systems. We've got to stop looking at our phones every 10 seconds about this thing. Panic and outrage, it does nothing. It's not going to educate you, it's not going to show you true statistics, and it's not going to add 1 ounce of measure to the things that you do on a daily basis to be helpful. It's just going to make you panic more. And what does panic do? Panic makes you buy a lot of toilet paper. Anyways, I think my rant's over for now.